Welcome back to another episode of Northwest in the Raw. In today's episode, I sit down with Braden, the manager of Northwest Raw, and we dive into the 100% certified organic nature of all of the ingredients in Northwest Raw. And if you've been enjoying these episodes, we would love and appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you would just share it with a friend. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know Raw was talking about getting some, doing some mimosas, champagne.
I think so. With their orange juice. We have to get a liquor license first, but.
Okay, yeah. So off record, but also on record.
Because we're on record, literally.
I have taken some orange juice, like the fresh squeezed orange juice from Raw, and poured it into champagne.
It's so good.
Just made my own mimosa. The best.
So good. Have you tried it with a vertical before?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so a vertical mimosa?
Yeah, apple, lemon, wheatgrass, and champagne.
Oh, what?
So good. Or the sunrise. It's like orange, carrot, ginger.
Oh, yeah.
And grapefruit juice is super good, too. Yeah, we got a good mimosa menu.
You have a really fantastic imagination.
Well, there was...
That's why you're the manager.
Exactly. No, we did a... we sponsored Village Shoes across the street. Dan's wife's place.
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing like a grand opening or some kind of sale or something. And they had... Well, they brought the sunrise over there because it has orange juice in it. And then they brought straight orange juice and then a vertical and lavender lemonade and grapefruit juice. They brought those all over there and they had champagne. And then people were asking if they could do a mimosa with the other juices, which we didn't even think about until we got there.
Mm.
They were like, yeah, sure. And so we like poured in one. They're like, this is amazing. And so we like tried some and we're like, what? This is actually so good.
What about like, because you only have organic ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
At Raw, would that, is there like organic champagne?
No, there's organic champagne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, organic wines, organic champagne, there's organic beer and like gluten-free beer. I haven't had a good gluten-free beer that I liked, but it's definitely out there.
I guess we shouldn't talk about beer the entire episode.
That's a really good idea.
Let's shift gears into
are we doing the episode right now?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Before we started the podcast, you were telling me that everything that comes through the doors, it's organic, all the ingredients.
Right.
And not just, oh yeah, this is some organic toast, or this is an organic waffle,
mm-hmm.
or this is an organic salad, but everything that goes into making the salad is also organic.
Yeah, for
sure. Could you explain that further for me?
Oh man, I feel like there is no further explanation. Just like everything that comes in the door is everything from all the dry goods suppliers, everything from the produce to the, I don't know, just everything that comes in the door is always 100% organic. And I feel like that's kind of a unique selling point just because, and I was telling you this earlier too, but some places will claim that they're all organic, but they don't use certified organic products. But we just make sure that when we communicate with our suppliers, they have the USDA certified organic stamp on there.
What does that mean?
So it just means it's gone through all the official certification process to make sure that it's 100% organic as opposed to just taking the farmer's word for it.
So you can actually have an organic banana.
Totally.
But not certified organic banana?
Definitely.
Oh.
Yeah.
So forgive me, I'm not.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's just like the official, boom, stamp, organic. It's been through the, you know, they've done the paperwork, they figured it all out, it's 100% organic.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we just use everything on the menu is 100% organic. And then it's all gluten-free, everything's plant-based. I don't know, there's just a lot of really unique things that are on the menu, I guess, that are kind of specific to Raw that other restaurants don't do.
Yeah, I definitely agree that we're unique in that way in the in Ashland, in the Valley, where, I mean, there aren't a lot of restaurants that make what we do.
Right.
The cold pressed juice and the certified organic everything. And I think that that's actually a fact that a lot of people don't know. And I'm really trying to push that, like on the Instagram. I'm trying to push that and on this podcast and education, because I just don't think that a lot of people know that 100% of everything at Raw is organic.
Right.
And not just that, it's certified, which I didn't know until today.
There you go. Bam.
Yeah.
I like it because, you know, at Raw, we're doing all this really, like we're putting in the work. We have a lot of manual labor that isn't necessary, but we do it because we care about the product and we care about the result. We care about health. We are really like a very honest company. And if that goes unknown, like it's still there and it's still great, but it's definitely a plus when the customers actually understand that what they're getting is the best of the best. It's not just like we're trying to squeak by and, you know, just like make these things that are semi-great. It's like we make all the nut milks in house. Like, it's all done right there. We know exactly what goes into them.
Yeah.
And it just makes us feel a lot better as a company. And we're able to explain all the menu items very well to customers.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the people who do come in and ask questions, they always appreciate the knowledge that we have behind the recipes and things.
I appreciate that.
Good.
I mean, as a person that's kind of beginning my healthy eating journey and like eating raw food, or not all raw, but just more organic, it's nice to have somebody who is, or a restaurant who is super knowledgeable. I've noticed because I eat it raw all the time, my skin has started to get a little clearer.
Right.
Like, I used to have blackheads on my face and my back.
just sharing some vulnerability. I love it.
But yeah, like my skin is clearing up. I feel like I have a bit more sustainable energy,
right.
And like, to also be fully transparent, it justifies the pricing for me. Like, as a consumer,
right,
it justifies the price tag of the food at raw.
For sure, that's a very important thing, I think, to understand too. I mean, you know, somebody who's never had an organic cold pressed juice in their life, they come in and they see the price. It's $9 right now for a cold pressed juice. And they're just like, I'll just have a glass of water. And it's like, okay, yeah, like, you know, water's great.
Yeah.
But I try to explain to them, like, we do use 100% cold press. All the ingredients are organic, and there's 2 to 3 pounds of produce that go into each juice. So it's, I mean, you're getting like a great health benefit from what you're doing. And yeah, it costs a little bit more money. The phrase I use to customers all the time is like, it's either medical bills down the road or grocery bills now. So
right.
It's like, it's definitely, you're investing in your health. And I totally understand that for a lot of people, it definitely is a big investment, a big jump. But, you know, I also think it's an important thing to prioritize in your life, you know, prioritize your health and your well-being, and that prioritizes your happiness and
totally
your life. You know, it's all kind of just like one step at a time. But
yeah, it's definitely
stuff for sure.
It's definitely something that I think is okay to think long-term about.
Yeah.
Like, people are always like going crazy about live in the present, live in the moment, eat, drink, and be merry. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that concept is great, like to be present, maybe with like yourself and your relationship, but it's okay to invest in your long-term health.
Right.
And I like that. Do you want to pay for your medical bills later? Or would you like to just pay for healthy food now?
Right.
People are like, well, it doesn't taste as good. It's like, well, that's because you've been eating French fries and sugar and fat for a long time. They're just like packed full of these artificial flavors that are designed to get you addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like the Alvord toast maybe isn't going to taste like, but once you start eating organic and healthy after a while, your body really does start to crave. And now the Alvord toast is like packed with flavor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. It all just kind of depends. I mean, it's all relative. If you're used to having an avocado toast from, actually, I don't even know where else would serve an avocado toast. Maybe that's a bad example. But yeah, if you're used to like very sugary, salty, carby foods, and then you come to raw and just have like a juice and a piece of gluten-free plant-based toast, it's like, maybe it's not the best tasting thing to you at the time. But yeah, I mean, once you get your body kind of adjust to the health and things, and then you're able to, I mean, it just adjusts and you love it. It's great stuff. Like when I first started working there, I remember the first juice I got was a compass, which is celery, cucumber, kale, lemon, and cilantro.
Yeah.
So it's all greens, you know, except for the lemon. This is citrus, but I mean, it's just like a straight green juice. And I hated it. I really didn't enjoy that. I just did not like the flavor. I'm like, oh, this just tastes like earth. You know, it tastes like I'm eating a leaf. Like, I don't understand what it is. But then, you know, the more I started drinking the juice and I started developing a taste for these things and adjusting my diet a little bit, eating more organic, plant-based, now it's my favorite juice. Like, the compass is my number one go-to.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
I was gonna ask.
It's great. I mean, you can feel the difference too. And then once you drink the juice and you feel the difference, and you do that about, you know, 10 times, then once you drink it, you're like, oh, your body just recognizes that it's so great for you.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's about the flavor for sure, but it's also just about how you feel when you're drinking the juice and eating the products.
Totally. It's pretty cool how your body can do that. How it just will adapt and adjust to whatever it's experiencing. Like, some of our audience might know who the author Mark Manson is. He's like a philosopher. He was on the Rich Roll podcast. He's written books. Probably shouldn't say the names of them. They're a little bit profane, but in one of his books that I'm reading right now, he talks about how people are really just like exactly what you're talking about, that principle of being able to adapt. Like, people who lose a limb, for example, you might be super pissed about it, obviously, and depressed.
Your limb's gone. Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
But you learn how to just live that way. You learn how to be happy and adapt to that. Same thing, and to go more of a personal experience and story, when I went to Africa, I went to Ghana, and they live in extreme poverty, the most extreme poverty that I've ever seen. They don't have anything, any material possessions or money at all, but they are like they're the happiest people that I've ever met before. And it's like, how are you so happy? Because in American culture, the Western society, where we base our happiness off of how many things do you have? How much money do you have? What's your status? Right. What's your job? And in Africa, they don't. Like, it's very, very opposite of that.
Totally.
So I kind of like that. And anyway, that's some of my personal stories to illustrate what you're saying.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it just kind of depends on how you were raised. And I mean, yeah, I feel like there's a huge discussion there too in its own, but it's a very, very beautiful thing. Kind of seeing, I mean, relating that over to customers. I mean, working there for, I think it's been about 5.5 years now. I might have to double check that, but you develop a relationship with the customers and you get to see how eating these organic plant-based items really change their life. And to some people, you know, they come in once, they don't enjoy the product and it is what it is. And like, I totally understand that. But on the flip side of that, there's some people who come in, don't really understand exactly what we serve. But you know, they ask questions, they're curious and they're just honest, which I think is really cool for a customer who doesn't understand the menu to just ask the questions.
Yeah.
And I'm always, you know, more than happy to answer any of the questions they have. And then just to see them return with a little bit more knowledge and they come back and they let me know what they've been doing in their personal life. They're like, oh yeah, I totally started making my own almond milk at home.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, oh cool. Did you remember to sprout the almonds before you? She's like, oh no, I totally forgot, but definitely I'll make sure to do that this time. So they soak their own almonds and they sprout them and then they just start, you know, I mean, that's just a very small example, but it's really, really cool to see the customers kind of go through this change.
Yeah.
And it's inspiring. It's great.
They're taking control of themselves. They might have been raised a little differently.
Right.
But Ra or whoever has shown them that healthy eating is better.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't need to remain in my same ways simply because I was raised this way or this is how I've been.
Mm-hmm.
I can change and I can eat healthier and I can clear up my skin or whatever they want to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's cool too, is whenever I'm doing interviews to hire on new employees, that's kind of something that I always let them know too. I'm like, some people who come in here are choosing to come to Northwest Raw instead of going to the pharmacy. So they'll come up to register and they'll just say, hey, these are my symptoms. Like, what do you have to cure these? And so I think that's a really important part of training to help the staff understand the products and make sure that they we're just able to answer the customer's questions.
Kind
of dive into their life and be like, okay, cool. Like, what's the problem? Like, you have a headache. We definitely have like a lot of anti-inflammatory items that could completely help you with that. And if this doesn't work, we'll try something else. And
yeah, that's cool.
It's good. Yeah.
Educating the employees
to see the results is, yeah, for sure.
To know the, I guess, healing properties of some of the food. Like, what is the blue spirulina?
The blue magic. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it's a blue green algae extracted from, Klamath Lake over in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly do not know how they make it so blue, because I've got other blue green algaes and it's always kind of like more of a green color, kind of like bluish green, almost like brown sometimes a little bit. But that stuff is just like so vibrant. It's an awesome source of chlorophyll, really good for your immune system. And it just has that crazy blue color.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think it sells so well because it's so blue.
Yeah.
But I think that's great. Like, these people don't necessarily, I mean, some don't understand exactly what they're putting into their body. They just go for this vibrant color.
Yeah.
And I'm always so stoked on it because I'm like, great, you're buying it for the color, but you don't even know the health benefits.
Let me just educate you a little bit more on
that. I know, exactly.
Chlorophyll and things.
For sure.
As I'm walking out the door.
I like it. So, I mean, it's cool too in that aspect, just to make the products that we serve look so beautiful because it sells so well. And so these people that buy it, they buy it because it's beautiful. But I'm just like, ha, nice. We gotcha. You know, you're actually eating super healthy. You just don't know it, which is, it's cool.
Yeah, like, it's like the same color as a blue Mountain Dew. Just think of it like that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, now I like it.
except it fizzes just a little bit less.
Right. Well, as a customer, and I think I can speak for other customers as well, mm-hmm. I really appreciate your passion and just how you really try to educate the employees to be able to have that knowledge, mm-hmm. because it's not always you that's at the register. So it's nice right. to be able to talk to somebody else who can say, oh, you're feeling this way? Like, I would recommend this. And since I've been eating and working at Raw,
right.
I've learned a lot about like healthy eating and changed,
so good.
Changed my diet that. A little bit. And
yeah.
Yeah. Even my girlfriend has noticed a difference in my skin. She's the person that sees it the most besides me, but she's reflected, right which on. Is nice.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. We'll boost certain products. Like we have a juice of the month, which, you know, ends up sometimes staying for 2 or 3 months, but we, you know, try to highlight different products for that reason.
Yeah. Just to kind of get more exposure to different products, you mean?
Yeah. And then also because each product kind of has like a different main benefit that it offers. Mm. And I remember grapefruit juice. That was the juice. I think it was the juice of the month, or maybe we just kind of did a little kind of promo type thing for it.
Yeah.
But it has really good skin clearing capabilities to it. It has a lot of vitamin A. It's also, of course, because it's similar to like orange, it's got citrus in there, so it's a really good source of vitamin C, mm-hmm. Which are all great for boosting your skin. And then we kind of directed that ad towards college students, and we're just like, yeah, I mean, I know it's stressful, like this vitamin A is super good for your mood and for your skin. And then I just remember a lot of people coming in being like, what was that good skin juice again? I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Like people recognize the products for what they do, not for what it is.
That is cool.
Yeah. And so we're able to kind of help them. I mean, just like what I was saying before, everybody has goals when they come into, or not everybody, but a lot of people have goals when they come in there, and just being able to help them out is so much fun.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Just market it. You're like, this juice is really good for your math class.
I know. You're really good at math. I have a psychology test coming up. Is there a juice for that? Totally. More tell me, how are you feeling about the test? Let's try to figure that out.
I've heard people say, well, the only example I can think of is with essential oils. Mm-hmm. Like if an essential oil smells good to you, that might be an indicator that your body needs that. Mm-hmm. That was my experience with grapefruit juice. Like when I drank that, I'm like, this is more quenching to my thirst than I feel like I've ever experienced. Is there any kind of like science to that?
I mean, yeah, I think I'm not a scientist. Like I don't know for sure, but in my experience, it seems like whatever I'm craving, I mean, you know, if I'm craving French fries, maybe it's like, okay, maybe I need something a little bit salty, something that would, you know, kind of balance that out. So I try to find a healthy alternative to those cravings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes you don't really know, and you just like, you know, drink something or eat something, and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is super tasty. And the more you look into it, the more research you do. And then, you know, if you're more in tune kind of with your body and what it needs, then I'm sure you'd be able to find tons of links there. Like there's definitely some truth behind that for sure.
I agree with you. I think that if you can listen, I like what you said about tuning into your body and what it needs, mm-hmm. but like actually like being, you know, kind to your body and listening to what it actually needs, not just like what you want.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I want a burger. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, let's find a healthier source of protein for you. And maybe you need protein, but you're just used to the burger, you know?
Right. When you simplify your diet and it gets down to, I really need some, I don't know, your body, it tells you that it's thirsty. It needs some water. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get a drink of water.
Yeah, or maybe up it a little bit and get some coconut water and do some like, maybe you're like, need some electrolytes. Juice. Or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right.
Well, thanks, man. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to take up too much of it, but I appreciate your education and your wisdom and the organic nature of Raw. If anybody can take anything away from this episode, I hope that it is that fact that the ingredients at Raw and everything that goes into each product is 100% certified organic.
I love it. Yeah, definitely. Very organic menu, and we're happy to be here for you guys. If you guys do have any more questions, always more than happy to answer those. I don't want to give out my cell phone number, so maybe I'll do my email. If you guys want to email me any questions, you can email them to braden@nwraw.com. That's braden@nwraw.com, and I'd be happy to answer those for you.